Welcome to the Equity Team Podcast, where we provide Sedona, Arizona real estate insight to help you thrive during your next real estate transaction.
Welcome back, investors. I'm Chad McMahon with the Equity Team in the Sedona area of Arizona. And today we're going to focus on this NAR lawsuit, $1.8 billion. And, you know, I'm going to focus on how this is impacting investors. And take it as you will, that does kind of bleed over into how it just affects buyers. Okay, so how is it going to affect buyers? How is it going to affect investors? So first of all, I'm just going to very briefly summarize what the lawsuit was and what happened for those of you that don't know. And then I'm going to spend the majority of this short video just kind of talking about what the impact is going to be. So the short version is that it was Sitzer versus NAR, National Association of Realtors, as well as a few other defenders kind of mixed in there. And NAR and the other defenders lost the lawsuit. And basically the deal was that, there was a party that they just didn't feel it was fair that the real estate commission that pays the realtor, that it would come from the selling side. And some states do that and some states don't. And it's not a requirement. It's just the way that it's always been. And so, you know, what's typical for those of you that don't know is, at least in Arizona and some other states, is that you buy a property, and when you're the buyer, the selling side, meaning the seller, pays all the commissions, even though the buyer's agent, the agent working for you, unless it also is the listing agent, which usually isn't the case. So if you have a buyer's agent, you don't have to pay their commission. It pays on the selling side, and then you carry that water when you go to sell it someday. So when you buy, you don't pay the commission, and down the road when you go to sell, you pay the commission. The things that I really like about that, I'm not going to talk about should they have won rather than losing, you know, or how absurd it is or anything like that. I'm not going to go into those things, but I'm just going to try to keep this kind of factual and as well as opinion from not only a real estate agent, but also an investor myself. The thing I like about commissions being paid on the selling side, there are a few things. One, first of all, let's talk about the non-investors, just kind of like buyers. And for some investors, this is the case too. But just for buyers, you know, if it's their first time buying a property and they're finally going to crack that nut and they're finally going to own a home for the first time ever, it's especially hard for them to have enough cash to get it done. And so putting it on the selling side actually makes a lot of sense in most situations, as you're going to be usually in better shape when you go to sell than when you go to buy. So that's the first thing. Now, for investors, here's the challenge. First of all, what are the implications of this lawsuit? How are things going to change? So far in Arizona, they haven't. So far in Arizona, things have not changed. I think that they will. I think that we're going to see things change, and the direction that they're likely going to change is we're going to start to see the selling side, the commissions that they're willing to pay. Sometimes we're going to start to see 0%, 1%, 2%. There's no such thing as a standard real estate commission. There is a more typical real estate commission. It's usually 3%. Sometimes it is 2%, 2.25%, 2.5%, 2.75%. But 3% is kind of like the normal thing that you see in the industry. As real estate agents, we have to be really careful about calling it standard, because it's not. It's not standard. And part of the foundation behind that lawsuit was they were talking about it like it's some standard thing. And no one claimed that. No one ever claimed it was a standard commission. So that being said, I think that we're going to probably start to see that. And what that's going to mean is that the buyers are going to have to carry that water for their own agent. Even if they're working directly with the listing agent, they're not going to escape that. So they're going to, you know, the listing agent's going to say, hey, by the way, sellers didn't budget, you know, money for a buyer's agent. So since I'm going to be representing you and I'm going to have that liability and that extra work and everything else, that I'm going to need you to pay 3% or whatever the agreement is. in addition to the purchase price. So above and beyond that purchase, it's going to be extra cost to the buyer. So that's going to make it hard for two reasons. One, I already stated. One is for the first-time home buyer or anyone that's just struggling to have enough cash, which is most people, honestly. The other thing is specific to investors. Your cash that you're going to need in order to get these things done is also going to increase, which means that when you're calculating your return on investments or your cash on cash return or cash flow or anything, like any metric that you use to calculate your success and the viability of an investment, you're going to have more cash going into it. You know, 3% is quite a bit. And so the good news is right now we're not seeing this, but I forecast that we will. I think that it's gonna take a little while, but we're gonna start to see that across the country somewhere. I kind of doubt we're gonna see it start in Arizona. I have a feeling Arizona is gonna be a little slow to the party, which is a good thing in my mind. But we are gonna see that start to grow, and we're gonna see situations start to surface a little bit more commonly. I just closed escrow, for example, on a transaction where it was 1% of the commission was paid by the seller. Now, that's the first one of those that I've seen, and that might have just been a coincidence. Okay, it was a reduced cost listing service, which usually is worth what you pay for, meaning they're not great. There are a lot of downsides to the seller, to the buyer, to the buyer's agent, and usually they're quite frustrating to deal with those transactions. But that being said, that 1%, my client had to pick up the slack and carry that water. And she didn't love it. You know, it changed what she was willing to pay for the property and kind of, you know, made her nervous a little bit. And we got it done and all of that, and it went fine. But most of the other buyers out there were nervous about that. They didn't want to have to carry that water. And so they just passed on that property. They didn't even offer on it. You know, they did get some offers, but they should have had a lot more. And the feedback, what the listing agent shared with me, was that a lot of buyers just said, forget it, I'm not going to do that. So part of it is they're just not used to the change. And they figure, hey, I'll buy something else where I don't have to carry 2% of the purchase price, where it's just built in. So we're going to see that. Okay. So just a heads up on some of the things that are in play with that. I don't, even though, I mean, $1.8 billion, obviously that's a lot of money and it's shaking things up a little bit, but I don't see significant changes yielding from this. And again, Arizona, you know, it's an investment-friendly state for the most part. And, you know, things like this are going to be slow to happen here. But I do think we're going to feel it. And buyers are just going to have to budget that and start building that in when that happens. It's not happening yet, but when that happens, and in the states where they start to see it, they're going to need to budget that in so that they have that going. So I hope this has been helpful. Please reach out. Please reach out. Let me know what other topics you'd like me to clarify and explain, questions to answer. And you can also call me, schedule an appointment with me. You know, let me know how I can help you or how the equity team can help you to really leverage your next investment and get the best investment in your portfolio, your flagship property. We really pride ourselves on doing that and doing it well. So happy investing. Stay safe out there and reach out. All right. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to the Equity Team Podcast. To speak with one of our top agents, visit us at owninaz.com. That's owninaz.com. Or call us at 928-323-0031.